With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Officials say a man carrying a rifle killed four people at a New York City office tower. The shooting took place Monday afternoon at a Midtown Manhattan office building that houses finance companies and the NFL headquarters. The victims include an off-duty New York City police officer. The gunman also wounded a fifth person before taking his own life. He was identified as a Las Vegas resident. President Trump announces a shorter deadline for Russian President Vladimir Putin to reach a deal to end the three-year war in Ukraine.
I'm going to make a new deadline of about 10 or 12 days from today. There's no reason in waiting. There's no reason in waiting. It's 50 days. I want to be generous, but we just don't see any progress being made.
The latest on the U.S. and EU tariff deal.
The United States and European Union have agreed to a trade framework that establishes a set tariff on most goods.
15%.
President Trump says the agreement averts a trade war that could have sent shockwaves through economies around the world. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the deal rebalances the trade relationship between the U.S. and EU.
I think we hit exactly the point we wanted to find.
Trump had set Friday as the deadline for reaching a deal. I'm Mike Hempen.
The deal's a major victory for American energy and economic leadership. The EU is committed to purchasing $750 billion in U.S. energy exports, ensuring America's role as a global energy powerhouse. The EU also pledges an additional $600 billion in new investments beyond prior commitments. The agreement strengthens transatlantic ties, and it delivers a significant win for American workers, industry, and the border economy. Another win for the president, Thailand and Cambodia agree to an unconditional ceasefire to end their border clash. This is SRN News. A new look at religious expression in the country, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
First Liberty Institute has released a ranking of the 50 states according to how good a job they do at protecting an individual's religious freedom. Florida finished number one overall with a score of 75% out of 100. Second place is Montana, followed by Illinois, Ohio, and Mississippi. At the other end of the spectrum, First Liberty puts West Virginia in last place amongst the 50 states when it comes to protecting religious freedom, followed by Wyoming and Michigan. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin Democrat Governor Tony Evers will not seek a third term in 2026, creating the first open race for governor in that key battleground state in 16 years. Evers is a far leftist, setting himself up as a defender of abortion, transgenderism, and the queer trans agenda in general. He battled Republicans who blocked many of his proposals, including expanding Medicaid and legalizing marijuana. This is SRN News. Republican Congressman Ralph Norman kicks off his campaign for South Carolina governor, pledging to take on the political system and bring a businessman's approach to state government. Reporter Bernie Bennett has an update.
Norman told a rally crowd in Rock Hill as supporters cheered and repeatedly shouted his name, quote, "I'm running for governor to shake things up. We're going to clean up Columbia. And finally, we're going to take down the corrupt political establishment once and for all." Norman joins a rapidly growing Republican primary to succeed term-limited GOP incumbent Henry McMaster in the deep red state. Already in the race are Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evett, State Attorney General Alan Wilson, the son of Representative Joe Wilson, and State Senator Josh Kimbrell. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A heat dome is bringing life-threatening temperatures to millions across the nation's southeast. Portions of the southeast coast, including parts of the Carolinas, Georgia, and northern Florida, are under extreme heat warnings. According to the National Weather Service, could experience filth-like temperatures of over 110. This more at srnnews.com.